what's planned and what was tendered for, and tenders were to be in by the end of January this year, is that basically, and this is a wee bit hard to believe, but I suppose that's the nature of why I'm raising it or whatever, that a robot would literally be placed in the acute medical assessment unit at Letterkenny General Hospital and would be controlled from outside hospitals by various consultants who would, with their remote control, send this robot around the ward to attend on patients. And, you know, if you look at the tender documents, what this is supposed to do, the tender document says it is to help in the delivery of care for patients where there is an underrepresentation of a particular speciality, which may include emergency care, acute nephrology, neurological assessment, rheumatology, cardiology, and other specialities, and this is the crucial wording, with scarce consultant cover.
Have you been able to ascertain if such a robot has been employed in other hospitals?
To my knowledge, and I stand to be corrected on this, there's no such use of any device in Ireland. I think people really need to understand what the HSE are intending to do here, or certainly planning to do, because it's a very, very detailed tender document. It has plans of the floor, that is where the wired floor where the device is supposed to operate. It has details of how it's supposed to operate. Literally, the plan would be that instead of putting sufficient consultants into Letterkenny General Hospital, basically you let a patient arrive, and this type of a scenario may arise. A patient may be up in Letterkenny General Hospital, sit in a trolley for 10 hours, and then see a robot trundling along the floor to consult with it, which a consultant in some other hospital throughout Ireland suddenly appears on a screen on this robot and speaks to you and asks you how you're getting on and what your condition is.
And were you able to determine if this is, you know, future-proofing or something that the HSE actually wants to introduce?
No, it seems very, very real. There's actually specific reference in it as well to, you know, rheumatology is a particular item which they want to address. And I know there's an ongoing issue in Donegal where rheumatology services were removed from Letterkenny General Hospital and moved to Manor Hamilton. And there have been ongoing calls from different politicians talking about the need to return those services to Letterkenny. So, no, it's very genuine, very serious. As I say, it's like something out of a science fiction film or story that you would hear, but it actually is something which the HSE appear to be intent on bringing in, and it's actually making a mockery of the lack of services in Donegal and indeed in Letterkenny General Hospital.